From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Senator Edward Kennedy, who died last night, is to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery on Saturday. Earlier that day, his funeral mass will be held in Boston, where President Obama will speak. Kennedy left an indelible mark on the Senate and the country. He was both a passionate advocate of liberal causes and a pragmatic architect of bipartisan compromises. He expressed ideas and he got things done.
We're going to begin this hour by remembering Ted Kennedy with the help of someone who got things done with him, working across the aisle. A Republican senator who said he came to Washington more than 30 years ago with one goal, to fight Ted Kennedy.
Orrin Hatch of Utah would go on to become one of Ted Kennedy's closest friends and a key ally in the Senate. Senator Hatch joins us from his office in Salt Lake City. And Senator Hatch, I'm sure this must be a tough day for you. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it is a tough day because he is a very dear friend. His wife, Vicki, I lived through all those years, and I have to say that we became very dear friends. That doesn't mean we didn't fight each other. We fought each other like tooth and tongue. But afterwards, we'd throw our arms around each other and laugh about it. We passed a lot of very important legislation together, and I will greatly miss him.
There's a great story, Senator Hatch, of a time when you were working with Senator Kennedy on the Children's Health Bill, and to try to twist your arm a bit, he had his chief of staff serenade you with a patriotic song that you had written.
He did that all the time.
Oh, not just once?
He did that all the time, you know. And I'd always start laughing, get a big kick out of it. And Nick Littlefield was a Broadway singer.
This is the chief of staff.
Yeah, he was his chief of staff and a wonderful guy. And we're friends to this day. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of his staff members that I care a great deal for, even though we probably differ widely ideologically. But, yeah, he did a lot of great things. And we tried to respond in kind.
Uh-huh. What would you come back at him with?
There were things that I'd be giving him a rough time, and he always enjoyed that. One of the most memorable times was my former chief of staff was the Mormon mission president, over 200 young missionaries in Boston, and he called me and said, "Would you come up and speak to my missionaries?" And I said, "Well, sure, I'll do it for you." He said, "Could I ask you another favor?" And I said, "Sure." He said, "Would you ask Ted Kennedy to come?" And I said, "Well, okay." I said, "I don't know if he will." And then he said, "Could I ask one other favor?" I said, "My gosh, what else do you want?" And he said, "Would you ask Ted Kennedy to get Faneuil Hall for the meeting?" I said, "Oh, my goodness." I said, "That's asking quite a bit." But I said I'd ask. So I did. And Teddy, I think, had a couple of highballs that night. And he was in a great mood. And finally, I said, "Teddy," I said, "I have a favor to ask of you." He says, "Done." I said, "Well, let me tell you what it is first." I said, "Would you be willing, you remember Frank Madsen, my administrative assistant?" He said, "Oh, yeah, nice guy. I said, "Well, he'd like you and me to speak to his 200 Mormon missionaries. He's the new Mormon mission president in Boston, Massachusetts." He said, "My hometown?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Sure, done." And then I said, "Well, could I ask one other favor?" He said, "What's that?" He said, "He would like you to get Faneuil Hall for the meeting." He says, "Done."
So the next just like day, that.
I wrote this letter to him, and I caught him in the hallway holding the letter with both hands, and his hands were shaking. And he looked at me, and he said, "Orrin," he said, "what else did I agree to last night?" I said, "This is only letter number one." And he went, "Ah!" It was just that comical and funny. I mean, it was wonderful.
Senator Hatch, we have a song here that I'd like to play a bit of for you. This is a singer Tony Middleton, and you know what's coming. This is a song that you wrote for Senator Kennedy just after his cancer was diagnosed.
Just honor him, honor him, and on the reef of despair we shall not crash.
What did Ted Kennedy say when he heard this song that you had written for him?
Oh, he loved it. The inspiration came to call the song Headed Home, meaning headed home to the Senate, hoping he'd get back, you know? He called me and said, "Oh, this is great." He said, "This is wonderful. I really appreciate it." I said, "I hope you didn't misconstrue it." He said, "No, no." He said, "I got the whole picture." He said, "It was just wonderful." I just hope it's a good enough tribute to my friend because I love Ted Kennedy, and I love Vicky Kennedy, and I love that whole family. That family has given so much to this country, and I just want everybody to know that they need to be revered. That family's gone through all kinds of travail and difficulties. Ted went through all kinds of travail and difficulties, but we got to look at the good things. And I can tell you right now, that's a family that's given a great deal to this country, and they deserve a lot of credit.
We're headed home at last. We're headed home at last.
Well, Senator Hatch, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
That's Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah with his memories of his close friend Ted Kennedy. And at our website, npr.org, you can find the entire song, Headed Home, Senator Hatch's tribute to Senator Kennedy.